It's time for the Swap Shop Hour. Give us a call at 740-383-9944. It's time for Swap Shop. Come on, friends. If you're gonna sell it, we're gonna tell it. So pick up your phone and let me make it perfectly clear. It's time for Swap Shop. Good old Swap Shop. We're gonna try and sell it here. 740-383-9944.
Hey, welcome to Swap Shop. Yeah. Last week we had quite an interesting show. We went with about, I don't know, five or six people with swaps, and we hope that's a sign of things to come as the weather gets better and COVID seems to be on the wane. Let's hope it is. You still have to be careful, though. Don't forget. You're listening to Glenn Coble. This is Swap Shop, and if you're interested in selling some of your tchotchkes or giving them away, we had a lady last week give away one of the things. Also, if you have a program that's going on, you know, like a church program or something that you want to advertise, give us a call here, and we'll put it on the air for you, all right? The number here, 740-383-9944. Okay, I know I didn't give you enough time to go get your pencil and paper. I'll give you about 10 seconds here to run out, get your pencil and paper, and we'll give that number again here in a few seconds. I had to cough. Sorry about that. It's the new building that we're in. It's got dust in it, and it kind of verklempts me, right? Also, we'll do a few trivia questions. I'm not going to take phone calls on it. I'm just going to give you the answers, but we'll have fun. And we had a great time with James Anderson and Sally, his salamander. Black salamander. It looked like obsidian. It was so black. It was gorgeous with the, he said yellow. I thought they were white markings, but yellow are the official markings, right? All right. So that number again, if you're wanting to get rid of some items, last week, like I said, we had five or six different items that we had on. If you're wanting to get rid of something, give us a call, 740-383-9944. Well, here's our very first trivia question. This is one that it stumped me when I looked at it. The question is, what is the rarest M&M color? The rarest M&M color, you know, the candy melts in your mouth, not in your hand. what is the rarest color? No, we know it's not red, and we know it's not green. I would have probably guessed blue or purple. I'm not sure I've seen purple. But the answer to that question is the rarest M&M color is brown. Now, I don't know how they determined that they were going to have brown be their rare color. I wish I had a number I could call to ask M&M candies people why they decided to have brown be their rarest color. Maybe because it's chocolate anyway, so brown is kind of redundant, isn't it? But brown is the rarest color for M&M candies, and I had several last night. I've been very bad. My wife always makes me buy candy for her when I go to the grocery store, and this time it was M&M's, and naturally my big paw gets into the M&M's candy, and I always pull out way too many. probably why I don't weigh what I should weigh, right? All right, here's another trivia question. By the way, you're listening to Swap Shop. I'm Glenn Coble, 740-383-9944. In a website browser address bar, do you know what the www stands for? You know, our address here is www.wgh107. Anyway, the www, and it is pronounced www, not www. I learned that when I went to Columbia School of Broadcasting, that it's pronounced W, much like the word it's 32 degrees outside. Well, that is called the temperature, not the temperature, but the temperature. Yeah, I forgot that several times. Anyway, the WWW stands for World Wide Web. And we are on the World Wide Web, by the way. If you ever want to listen to our show, let's say you're on vacation, you're out in New York, and you want to listen to our show, all you have to do is type into your computer www.gh107.1 or just www.gh and go to our website and kind of scroll down, and you'll see a thing that says Listen Live. Click on that, and you can listen to us live anywhere in the world. And we have had people calling us from places, or not calling us, but listening to us from outside the United States. We know that for a fact. As a matter of fact, I had one about, 3 weeks ago, Barcelona, Spain. We knew that because that person called the friend that I was interviewing and said, "Hey, I'm listening to you," or "I listened to you from Barcelona." Anyway, here's another trivia question. We're going to do a few of these. I've got about, 250, I think it said. So we will go through these. If we're not getting a lot of phone calls, we understand, people. Oh, hello. I don't know what that was all about. But we understand that sometimes, oh, I see what it was. Something popped up on my screen. Isn't that annoying? You get these things that come onto your screen and they make that annoying blong noise that we just got. Anyway, I don't know why we get that. We shouldn't get that. I'll bring that up with the boss. Here's the trivia question. You ready? In what year were the very first Air Jordan sneakers released? You remember that? That was pretty big. Matter of fact, it led to fights and stuff when they released it. People couldn't get them, and people would fight over them, and people would steal them. And matter of fact, I imagine if you have a pair of these particular Air Jordans, they'd probably fight over them now because they're probably a collector's item. But the year the Air Jordans were released, it was the first year. My first full year in Ohio, as a matter of fact. I lived in Indiana prior to Ohio. 1984 was the first year that Air Jordan sneakers were released. Now, we moved here in the fall of 83, but the first full year that we lived here was 1984. And seems like it was yesterday, but in fact, that's a long time ago, isn't it? 84, 94, 04, 14. That's 37 years ago. It just doesn't seem right. Time isn't fair. Time goes by so fast, and you think you're doing okay, and then you look at what the date is. Okay, we have a call. Let's go to the phone. Hi, you're on the air. How can we help you?
I'm just calling to remind people that there is a big household garage sale tomorrow and Saturday.
Okay.
At 1316 Hickory Drive.
1316 Hickory Drive. You called us last week, didn't you?
Yes, I did. And since then, Another family is downsizing, so they've decided to join us, so we really have a lot of different things to
It's household, more household stuff. If I recall correctly, you said you didn't have very many clothes, if any, right?
That's right. Yeah. That's right. It's mainly many things that you would use in a house.
Okay. Boy, I wish I had thought about that. I would ask you for some things. I have a garden, and I keep thinking, if I could get to a house or a garden sale or a yard sale, I know these things, and then I always forget what I want. Oh. Okay, now it's a household sale. What's your phone? No, we got your address, don't we?
Mm-hmm.
And is it going to run from 9 to...
Hickory Drive.
What?
And it's going to start at 9. Last week I said 9 till dark, but I didn't realize how late that was.
It's pretty late now. It's about 8:30.
It will continue on Saturday. So.
Okay, it's this Saturday.
Friday and Saturday both.
Friday and Saturday, okay.
Right.
And it's going to start at 9 and close whenever people stop coming, right?
Right.
Okay, excellent. A house, let me read this back to you. It's a house goods sale, and it's going to be at 1316 Hickory Drive here in Marion. It's going to be on Friday and Saturday. Starts at 9. You'll close when you have to close, right?
That's right.
Very good. We'll announce that a few more times.
Off of Bell Fountain Avenue if someone doesn't know where Hickory Drive is.
I'm sorry. You're
on the corner with Bell Fountain Avenue. So.
Okay. Very good. We will hope we can send you some people.
Okay. And I hope the rain's over tomorrow.
Yeah. I think it's supposed to go all the way through today, but be much less tomorrow. Let's hope so. All righty. You have
a great day.
Thanks for calling Swap Shop.
Bye-bye. Bye.
All right, household goods. That's the type of sale I like to go to. I'm not a big fan now. My wife and my daughter like to go to the ones where they have clothes. I am not a clothes fan. I really don't want to wear other people's clothes. And men wear their clothes really hard, usually. So you can get a pair of blue jeans that have non-fashionable holes in them. You know, all these, it's amazing how much people will pay for blue jeans that have holes in the knees. Now, if you have a hole in the crotch or you have a hole in the butt, they don't usually sell those very well. All right. Household goods being sold, 1316 Hickory Drive, this coming Friday and Saturday, starting at 9 o'clock and go until... Till the lady just gets too tired of dealing with you. Okay? I hope you can find some stuff. All right. Another trivia question. A bingo game. Which number is represented by the phrase, two little ducks? Now, I've never, ever heard of this before in my life. But the term, two little ducks, refers to what number on a bingo game? You know, have you ever gone to play bingo? I occasionally, when I was younger, I would be the guy that would call the numbers when we were trying to raise money for a soccer team or something like that. I never, ever said two little ducks. maybe that's the more professional bingo games, but it wasn't my bingo game. Anyway, the term two little ducks in a bingo game refers to number 22. Bingo! A number 22 is two little ducks. And if you look at the number 22, you can see why it's called two little ducks. Somebody had to work really hard to think that one up, I think. All right, you're listening to Swap Shop. I'm Glenn Coble here on WWGH 107.1. And you're welcome to call here and sell your tchotchkes, or like this lady just called in, she's going to have a house goods sale on Friday and Saturday from 9 o'clock till whenever. And it's at 1316 Hickory Drive. If you've got something like that, or if you got some tchotchkes to sell, or let's say you have some 1936 snow skis to sell. Probably aren't going to sell very high. Unless, you know, who knows? Maybe they're antiques. But anyway, if you got something to sell, give us a call, 740-383-9944. 740-383-9944. According to Greek mythology, lost it. Here we go. According to Greek mythology, who was the first woman on Earth? The very first woman on Earth, according to Greek mythology. Those of you who are like me that like to listen to a lot of music free might know this name. Pandora. Pandora is according to Greek mythology, Pandora was the very first woman on Earth. I assume that's where the term Pandora's box comes from. Maybe she had things hidden there when she came to Earth. I really don't know. Maybe you know the answer to that. But if you have something you'd like to sell, give us a call here at Swap Shop, 740-383-9944. I'm Glenn Coble on Swap Shop here. Okay, here's another trivia question for you. Samuel Tilden, Grover Cleveland, Al Gore, and Hillary Clinton share what distinction among U.S. presidential candidates? Samuel Tilden, Grover Cleveland, Al Gore, and Hillary Clinton. They share a distinction. They all ran for President of the United States. That was not the distinction they were looking for. But what was the distinction that they all share when they ran for President of the United States? They won the popular vote, but lost the Electoral College vote. That's kind of interesting. I didn't know that there were four. There are four of them that lost the Electoral College but won the popular vote. That was Samuel Tilden, Grover Cleveland, Al Gore, and Hillary Clinton. Now, I knew two of those because they happened in my lifetime, but I didn't know the other two. I think I knew Grover Cleveland. Anyway, you're listening to Swap Shop, and I'm doing a little trivia. You're more than welcome to give us a call and sell some of your stuff. We do ask that you be careful. It is we still have a terrible pandemic out there killing people and making lots. I think the last time I heard it was about 30,000 people a day are contracting COVID. So be very careful, please. We want to have you here next week during Swap Shop, all right? Which African country was formerly known as Abyssinia? It was formerly known as Abyssinia, and I'm glad they changed the name because that's a hard name to say. It's a hard name to read. Abyssinia. Now, which African country, which was known as Abyssinia, what's its new name? Well, it's not that new. Okay, we have a caller. Let's go to the phone. Hi, you're on the air. How can we help you?
Hey, Glenn, if somebody wants to set up a garage sale here in Marion, I got a big piece of land that it's $10 to set up on.
$10?
Yeah, $10 to set up on.
Where?
A lot of people don't like to have it at their own place.
Yes,
you know,
I understand that.
This is an open place, and it's got a driveway around it, and so you just have to bring your tables. And I did this a few years ago.
Okay.
And I had quite a few people at one time.
That sounds good, yeah. Now, where is that?
It's off of Bennett Street. Bennett and Clinton runs right into the end of it.
Off of Bennett and Clinton, okay.
If you come down Clinton, you'd run right across there. It's an open land there.
Okay.
Pretty big size.
Very good. Now, if they want to do that sort of thing, where would they get in touch with you? Yeah.
They give me a call,
740-751-8025. I like that idea. That's a great idea. I've had and that way you could actually get everything out there, get it all set up, and It just seems a lot more convenient.
If they want to do it for 2 days, it's just $10 period on one time.
Okay, for 1 or 2 days. And you don't care whether it's Friday, Saturday, or Saturday, Sunday? Does it make any difference?
Well, Saturday, Sunday mainly.
Okay, Saturday and
Sunday.
That's
the best way, because most people's off on the weekend.
Right.
So it gives them some time. Well, yep. You know, a lot of people just don't like people coming to their house.
Sure, yeah, and traipsing through their grass and stuff, yeah.
And, you know, if they got lawnmowers or weed eaters or chainsaws, you know, maybe just 4 or 5 items and they might sell out real quick. I don't know.
Absolutely.
I get a lot of traffic by there, a lot.
Very good. Let me read this back to you so I have it right. You have a lot where people can hold a garage sale. You're only going to charge $10 for 1 or 2 days. It does have a driveway at it, and it's off of Bennett at Clinton. And your number is 740-751-8025. Is that right?
Yes.
All right. Well, hopefully we can get somebody out there.
Ain't that Jim Anderson interesting?
Oh, I love it. Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, I like nature. When I hear, you know, real stuff, I like that.
Oh, and he is so, you know, he's only been out of college for 6 years, and he knows so much stuff. I just love it. I love having him on. Yeah. We will continue.
keep having him on. That's good.
All right. Thank you for your call. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
All right. Very good. Yes, James is a very bright young man who knows a lot of stuff. And I really enjoy talking with him, too, because he's easy to talk with. Okay, we have a gentleman who's willing to, he has a vacant lot that he will let you use if you want to set up a garage sale. That way you don't have people wandering through your yards and you don't have, you know, people doing... making holes and stuff like that. Anyway, it's just off of Bennett at Clinton. He only charges $10. I mean, for $10, that's your first sale and you're done, right? 740-751-8025. All right. Now, the question that I asked just before that gentleman called was which African country was formerly known as Abyssinia? Ethiopia is the name of that country. And now we all know Ethiopia, right? Yeah, sure we do. All right. Ethiopia is a country that's had a lot of their own problems. So maybe it was a good idea to change its name. I don't know. All right, another trivia question. Tennis star Serena Williams won which major tournament while pregnant with their first child? Now, I didn't know which one it was, but I did know that she won a tournament while she was pregnant with her first child. We'll get back the answer. You're listening to Swap Shop here at WWGH 107.1. If you'd like to get in touch with us and give us information about tchotchkes you're trying to sell, or information about garage sales, or information about church sales, stuff like that. The only thing we don't take is anything that has to be legally registered, okay? So just leave that, you know, like a house or a car, things like that. So if you want to get it on the air, give us a call here at 740-383-9944. We've got a couple things that people have contacted us about. There's going to be a house goods sale at 1316 Hickory Drive this coming Friday and Saturday from 9 till whenever people quit coming. she said she last week she said it was 9 till dark. She forgot that it gets dark around 8:30 now. That's a long day. Almost 12-hour day. All right. Also, that gentleman just called in. He's got a lot where you can put up a garage sale. If you want to have a garage sale on somebody else's property, so you don't have to mess with it. He's got a nice lot with a driveway in it. It's just off of Bennett, right by Clinton. 740-751-8025 if you'd like to call him and set up an appointment. And he's apparently done it many times before, so it works out. Okay. All right. Now, Serena Williams won what major tournament while she was pregnant? She won the Australian Open while she was pregnant. Apparently, it didn't slow her down any. My guess is she was fairly early in the pregnancy at the time. But anyway, that was the tournament that Serena Williams won while pregnant, the Australian Open. In which European city would you find Orly Airport? Orly is a very famous airport, especially if you're my age, actually older. It was very famous in days gone by because it's where famous events happened, all right? Orly Airport. It's located in Paris, France. All right? We will continue on here. You're listening to Swap Shop. I'm Glenn Coble, and we got about 15 more minutes, so if you have something you're interested in swapping, giving away, selling, you want to talk about an event you have going on, give us a call, 740-383-9944. We have a lady that's having a house goods sale at 1316 Hickory Drive, 1316 Hickory Drive, and that's going to be on Friday and Saturday from 9 o'clock to whenever she closes. You know, when things get slow, she probably shut her down, or if she gets hungry for dinner. We also have a gentleman that has a vacant lot that he was more than willing to let you use for your garage sale. It has a driveway in it, so there's place to park and stuff. And all he wants is $10 for 1 or 2 days. It doesn't make any difference. It's off of Bennett, right by Clinton Avenue, 740-751-8025. That might be a really good answer to your husband doesn't want you to have all those people traipsing through the front yard because he just mowed, right? All right. Okay. Let's continue on with some of our questions here. We have lots of trivia questions. Okay. This is a good question. I'm not sure I can pronounce it completely right. This singer's name is Stefani Joanne Angelina Germanata. Stefani Joanna Angelina Germanata. Who is that? No wonder she changed her name to something a little easier to remember. Lady Gaga. Her name is Stefani Joanna Angelina Germanata. That's a mouthful, isn't it? A lot easier to say Lady Gaga. She's kind of an unusual lady, and I do like listening to her. I'm not a huge fan, but I like listening to her. You're listening to Swap Shop. I'm Glenn Coble. We got another trivia question here. The only known... Uh-oh. Somebody's trying to call me from Tucson, Arizona. That's pretty crazy, isn't it? I get these phone calls from places like Tucson, Arizona. I think I've only been to Tucson maybe 3 times. So anyway, now I've lost my page I was on. Here I am. The only known monotremes in the animal kingdom. Monotremes? The only known monotremes in the animal kingdom are echidna, and this is kind of tough. The answer to this, by the way, is the platypus. There aren't very many animals like a platypus. You know, platypus has poison. Platypus has a duck-shaped bill, even though it's, I believe it's a, we'll have to get James back. I believe it's a mammal. I'm pretty sure it is. I'm not positive, though. Kingston, Zuma, and Apollo are the sons of which American female pop star? Kingston, Zuma, and Apollo. Which female pop star are they the sons of? Kingston, Zuma, and Apollo. I like those names. What do you think? I always wanted to name my kids strange things like that. My wife wouldn't let me. She did let me spell my eldest son's name a little oddly. It's Christopher with a K. But she wouldn't let me call them things like Kingston, Zuma, or Apollo, because those are the sons of Gwen Stefani. I like those names. You probably think I'm crazy, don't you? All right. Now, this one I know the answer to before I even start to read it, because I'm a fan of this type of geological formation. Fissures, vents, and plugs are associated with which geological features? And I learned more about this in one day in Hawaii than I had. Even though my minor in college was geomorphology, I learned more about volcanoes when I went to Hawaii. And we were very fortunate to be able to go up on top of the volcano, look right down into the cauldron. It was really quite exciting, especially for a guy that had a minor in that in college. My major was speech and drama, so I didn't work too hard, obviously. All right. Which author wrote Winnie the Pooh books? Now, I guarantee you my daughter knows the answer to this. She absolutely loved Winnie the Pooh. And I can't tell you how many times I read those stories to her. But the writer, the author of Winnie the Pooh books, was A.A. Milne. That's A.A. Milne. And very interesting, thoughtful. You know, as an adult reading those to a kid, they really made you think. They were really fun books to read to a youngster. Which Dutch artist painted Girl with a Pearl Earring? Now, this one, I didn't know the answer to this, and I'm really not sure I'm terribly conversant about this painter. As a matter of fact, I'm not sure I even remember others painting by him. I do remember Girl with a Pearl Earring, seeing that. Vermeer, it was the gentleman that did the painting. But I don't remember anything else that he has done. I love art, but I'm not a big... Well, I am a collector of art. I have several artist paintings, but I can't afford that type of art. All right, we have a couple of things here on Swap Shop. We have a household goods sale. We'll be going on Friday and Saturday. We're keeping our fingers crossed for nice weather at 1316 Hickory Drive. She doesn't have very many clothes. It's mainly house goods, pots and pans and stuff like that. And it's at 1316 Hickory Drive, Friday and Saturday from 9 till whenever it's closed, okay? You can stop out there and pick yourself up some tchotchkes that can do you some good, right? All right, we also have a garage sale, a lot where you can have garage sales. You know, a vacant area where you can have your garage sale for $10. And it has a driveway in it so people can pull into it. For $10, you can have either 1 or 2 days, all right? And it's just off of Bennett at Clinton Avenue, 740-751-8025. If you would like to call the person to find out about how to get, make arrangements for that, so you can have your garage sale. Get it out of your yard, right? All right. Where were the Declaration of Independence, the Constitution, and the Bill of Rights stored during World War II? The Declaration of Independence, the Constitution, and the Bill of Rights were stored where during World War II? I'm sure they didn't want to. They were afraid that somebody might want to bomb where they were originally, which would, I assume, was in Philadelphia. This is not in Philadelphia. It's at Fort Knox, right next to the gold. I've often wanted to go see that gold. I don't know if they'll let you in to see it or not, but I saw it on a James Bond movie. All right, here's another trivia question. Which country consumes the most chocolate per capita? This should be obvious, but this country consumes the most chocolate per capita. To hear some of my female friends talk about it, it would be the United States. But it's not true. It's not the United States. It's Switzerland, which seems natural since Switzerland supposedly makes the best. I don't know about that. I guess that I've eaten chocolate in Switzerland. It tasted like chocolate to me. I didn't notice that it was. I guess it was a little more milky, you know, more pleasant going down. All right. Anyway, that country consumes the most chocolate per capita. Switzerland does. We got about 5 minutes left. If you're interested in getting anything on the air, you better hurry. 740-383-9944. And we'll also go over these two items that we've got going here in about 2 minutes. So you can get it, you know, if you didn't get the address or the phone number written down, get your pen and pencil out and your pad of paper, and we'll go over that so you can go to either the house goods sale or go to a place where you can have your own garage sale on a vacant lot. Sounds like a good idea. All right. Which two U.S. states don't observe daylight savings time? One of them I understand. The other one I don't understand. But there are two states that don't observe daylight savings time. I'm not a big fan of daylight savings time, but it doesn't bother me too badly. It's just another change in my life. And changes make your life interesting, I think. Anyway, Arizona and Hawaii do not have daylight savings time. I think I understand Hawaii. Arizona, it's kind of trapped there by California on one side and New Mexico. And so I don't know how they can do that, but they don't observe daylight savings time in Arizona. So if you're going driving between the borders, you may get a surprise. What is the loudest animal in the earth? The loudest animal. Now, I know some people that I would say are pretty loud, but this one is even louder than that. This is the loudest animal in the earth. The loudest animal on the earth is the sperm whale. That's pretty big critter. No wonder it's so loud. All right, let's go back over here. We got about let me get one more question out of the way before I ask my or give you the address and the phone number of the two places that have called in today. What was the first toy to be advertised on television? Oh, I love this one. I would never have guessed this. It was the very first toy to be advertised on television, not radio. Television. First toy to be advertised on television was Mr. Potato Head. I loved Mr. Potato Head. I had him until I lost all the eyes and the mouths and all the parts, and you know, they were easy to lose, right? They certainly were easy to lose. All right, we're down to about a minute and a half, so I'll go over these couple of things. We had a couple of people call in. One of them is going to have a house goods sale. Virtually not many clothes, if any. I don't remember whether she said there were any clothes, but house goods. They're having a sale. They're going to have it on Saturday, Friday and Saturday from 9 till whenever closing time works out. So get there early. And it's at 1316 Hickory Drive. That's 1316 Hickory Drive from 9 till whenever she gets tired of keeping the door open. Friday and Saturday, house goods sale. All right, we're down to our last 45 seconds, and we have one more item. This gentleman has a lot. It's an open lot, has a driveway in it. He's willing to rent it to you for $10 for either a day or 2 days, so you can hold your garage sale and you don't have to hold it on your property, which is not a bad idea. Anyway, it's off of Bennett near Clinton, right by where Bennett and Clinton cross. The phone number, 740-751-8025. 740-751-8025. You've been listening to Swap Shop. Thank you so much. Have a great day.
Radio LP Marion, Ohio. Anyway,